Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. As countries scramble to limit the economic damage caused by Trumpian tariffs, India's relatively stronger position is fueling investor optimism. The market value of companies trading on BSE has crossed $5 trillion once again after 3 months, driven by strong performances across large, mid and small cap stocks, reports Ravindra Sonawane. Institutional investors have simultaneously been accumulating stakes in PSU companies and small cap stocks, even as they offload large caps. Sonawane reports that FIIs have raised their stakes in more than half of the 79 listed PSU companies that have disclosed their shareholding data for the March quarter. They have also raised holdings in 51% of the 186 companies from the Nifty Microcap 250 index. We are ending the week with a surge in Indian stocks. For a quick take on the real story behind the Sensex 1300-point jump, check out N. Mahalakshmi's analysis where she pegs the rise in indices to a scramble by foreign investors to unwind short positions and aggressive long bets by domestic investors after Trump's 90-day tariffs pause. Such has been the surge that market cap of BSE-listed firms rose by 7.8 lakh crore, the largest single-day increase in a month. Anisha Kumar reports that monthly SIP inflows remain robust, up 34% year-on-year in March, though the SIP stoppage ratio has risen. The Reserve Bank of India has asked banks to reassess their mobile app strategies. Hamsini Karthik reports that the regulator has questioned the need for multiple banking apps catering to the same customers. Banks have been given time until June to respond to the query. Rising temperatures are also sending the demand for ice cream to record highs, and Indians are choosing more unique Indian flavors than traditional or foreign ones. In a fascinating piece for Money Control, Swiggy CEO Rohit Kapoor writes that demand for tender coconut and Sitafal ice cream is outstripping that for butterscotch, strawberry or chocolate. Food delivery data shows that flavors such as pan, honey, lychees, guava, pistachio, chiku are also developing their own dedicated fan clubs. In IPO news, Manipal Payments and Identity Solutions, India's largest maker of credit, debit and smart cards, is setting the stage for a big listing. Deborshi Chaki reports that the Gautam Pai family, the promoter of both companies, has sold a minority 6% stake to private wealth management firm Nuvama and another 1.5% to several family offices in. The smart promoters are likely to use the funds raised to repay outstanding foreign currency loans from BlackRock and SC Lowy and eyeing an initial public offering in financial year 26. In the startup world, MoEngage, a customer engagement platform backed by Goldman Sachs, is considering relocating its headquarters from San Francisco to India ahead of a potential IPO. Drawn by India's favorable fundraising environment, report Bhavya Dilip Kumar and Chandra R. Srikanth. At least three Indian airline companies, including IndiGo and their lessors, have received tax notices worth Rs. 1,500 crore for allegedly rearranging leases through Ireland-based special-purpose vehicles to avoid tax. Tax authorities claim that these lessors operated from Ireland solely to await tax on operating lease rentals earned from Indian Airlines, reports Yarakullah Khan. As Indian team led by Chief Negotiator Rajesh Agrawal, Additional Secretary for Commerce, is visiting the US this week to negotiate a proposed bilateral trade agreement with Washington, reports Adrija Chatterjee. India is seeking lower duties on items such as automobile parts and essential medicines, while it plans to offer import tax cuts on farm goods such as almonds and pistachios. Adrija and Shweta Ponj also highlight a related pitch by the Indian industry. Zero-to-zero India-US tariff regime on products such as steel, aluminium, automobiles and auto parts to smoothen trade. Trump has levied a 25% tariff on steel, aluminium, automobiles and auto part imports. Even as India and China embark on a thaw in relations, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has ordered Google to remove Chinese video chat platform Ablo from its Play Store because it's displayed an incorrect map of India. The China-based platform that facilitates one-to-one video conversations misrepresented the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and entirely omitted Lakshadweep Island from its map. IPL is not just about cricket, it's big business, and influencers are raking in the big bucks this season. With brands planning to spend as much as Rs 1,000 crore, influencer marketing has become a key tool in the IPL's advertising landscape, accounting for 15 to 25% of overall marketing budgets. Brands are collaborating with nano influencers to mega influencers with payouts ranging from Rs 5,000 to Rs 50 lakh per campaign, reports Maryam Farooqi. And finally, check out our gossip column, MC Insider. In today's edition, an embattled startup founder with a vanity penchant for sending screenshots of his LinkedIn account and a drug maker whose IPO may get delayed. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.